For the purposes of everyday life it was no doubt necessary, or sometimes necessary, to reflect before speaking, but a party member called upon to make a political or ethical judgment should be able to spray forth the correct opinions as automatically as a machine gun spraying forth bullets. His training fitted him to do this. The language gave him an almost foolproof instrument, and the texture of the words, with their harsh sound and a certain wilful ugliness which was in accord with the spirit of Ingsoc, assisted the process still further. So did the fact of having very few words to choose from. Relative to our own, the new-speak vocabulary was tiny, and new ways of reducing it were constantly being devised. New-speak, indeed, differed from almost all other languages in that its vocabulary grew smaller instead of larger every year. Each reduction was a gain, since the smaller the area of choice, the smaller the temptation to take thought. Ultimately, it was hoped to make articulate speech issue from the larynx without involving the higher brain centres at all. This aim was frankly admitted in the new-speak word duck-speak, meaning to quack like a duck. Like various other words in the bee vocabulary, duck-speak was ambivalent in meaning. Provided that the opinions which were quacked out were orthodox ones, it implied nothing but praise, and when the Times referred to one of the orators of the party as a double-plus-good duck-speaker, it was paying a warm and valued compliment.